And welcome back to Access Cleveland. Now, one of the events that I'm very excited about coming to our city this spring is the Greater Cleveland Urban Film Festival. It puts on display a lot of the movies that you normally don't hear from that aren't necessarily mainstream, but are still powerful. And here to talk about that event, which is going down at Shaker Square from April 18th through the 21st, are the organizers, Alton Tinker and Donna Dabbs. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
We're doing great, and thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely.
We are great. We're glad to be here to talk about something that we just love to do.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for taking out the time and telling us about this great event. So my first question that I have for you guys is, how did the Greater Cleveland Urban Film Festival even come about?
Well, that's a question we get asked a lot.
Yeah.
And really, it was just an opportunity for us to bring good film to our community. And it was started off actually as a challenge when I went to the Cleveland International Film Festival. Mm-hmm. You know, it's huge and been
right.
going on forever. And, you know, I just didn't see a lot of diversity amongst the crowd. And, you know, mm-hmm. I was just talking briefly with one of the founders, and he just basically said this is the target audience. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I started thinking, well, it would be great to, you know, have our community come mm-hmm. out and see films, you know, stories about us.
Absolutely.
So I went and did a little research, you know, connected with Alton. You know, we do a lot of events around town, and I told him I had this idea.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Alton knows I have an idea every week. So, you know, he just looked at me and said, yeah, sounds good. It sounds good. You know, and we sort of left it at that. Then I went along to see how much money we mm-hmm. needed, you know, really what we had to do. Mm-hmm. Met with a few people, say, how do you do this? How do you get started? And one of our good friends with McTech Corporation, who we shared a lot of the things we did. And he was looking for something, some way to support us.
Mm-hmm.
And he committed to giving us half of what we needed to
nice.
Do the festival. Now, we thought we just needed a few thousand dollars when it turned out we needed much more.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just enough to give us the kickstart that we needed. So I ran to Alton and said, Alton, I got a check. We can do this now. So he said, okay, let's go. You know, and then he started doing a lot of research of other festivals across the country and actually found one in San Diego.
Okay.
And I had a chance to go out to San Diego to see how it operated. So that's really how we got started.
That's cool. Now, when you did it the first year, what in your mind, you're thinking, okay, we did it the first year. Okay, we did it. But then you brought it back. You wanted to come back for a second year. What was the motivation behind doing this annually?
Well, I think the motivation is just the fact that we're helping independent African-American independent
mm-hmm.
filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we hear stories upon stories that they don't have the channels to get their films distributed.
Right.
So, you know, that was key for us. You know, we think we are an asset to those that are trying to break into the film industry.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. And go ahead.
Yeah, the other piece of that is we've been doing a lot of events and things around town for years
mm-hmm.
under SOUP, Society of Urban Professionals.
Yes.
We do a
okay.
lot of networking things, a lot of about town things.
Mm-hmm.
And we were looking for that next thing, something different. You know, when we first started, and Alton started in like 1996. I joined probably in 2001 or 3. We forget now. It was like the years have just flown by. But, you know, when we started, getting our community to network was a challenge because everybody would kind of come and stand and look at each other. And then we mm-hmm. helped facilitate networking. So everybody got that. You know, you come
yeah.
to the events, there's this buzz and people chat. So now we looked for something that really lets sort of push the envelope and take the community somewhere else and let's see what
right.
happens. So the first year, yeah, you know, we didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what we were doing, but it worked out. With a little research, it worked out fine. Okay, second year, now we want to make it bigger.
Yes.
You know, we kind of got it. We have a format that worked. Everybody came out. It was a big success, a lot of buzz around it.
Yes.
So now we got to kick it up another notch. So this year, I'm still saying, what are we doing?
You know,
because we're not funded, you know, and we talked about this the other day because now we're in crunch time.
Right.
And we got all these big plans and very little resources.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, who does this? Who throws a big festival with like $5, you know, to do it? But, you know, the organization we started has just always found a way.
Yes.
And then people, when, you know, you start to do something good, people get behind you, even though they get behind you the last
mm-hmm.
week. But, you know,
right.
the community has supported us. We've got a lot of resources and connections from all the things we've done around town.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps tremendously.
Absolutely. So let's talk about this year's film festival.
Okay.
What's in store for the citizens of Cleveland? What can they expect from the Greater Cleveland Urban Film Festival?
All right, what do you expect? Number one, we're going to be at the Shaker Square Cinema. The
mm-hmm.
date is April the
18th.
April 18th through the 21st, 4 days. We have two theaters this year, which is different from last year. Last year we started with one theater. So this year we have two theaters. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we can show more films. We can have more panel discussions. Mm-hmm. So what you're going to see that's different, again, more films. We have panel discussions that relate to the film industry. So one of the panel discussions is how to create a successful web series. So we're bringing in Dennis Dortch, which has five successful web series. He's coming to Cleveland with his crew. So we're going to do a panel discussion talking about that. So mm-hmm. that's new this year. We have a party on Friday night. And Donna, you can
We're partying every night, really.
Yeah.
Thursday's opening reception, and we're followed by this beautiful movie. Thursday night, a post-reception, and then parties Friday and Saturday night, which you're still tweaking, so I can't announce those quite yet.
Okay.
But people can find out on the website. And we're excited about a new exhibit called Mouse Ward. Mm. And it's a transmedia presentation. I don't know anything about this. This is new.
Okay.
It tells a story through different medium.
Okay.
So video, art, I think there's some TV production. So it's a Clevelander who's in Los Angeles who's produced this exhibit. Mm-hmm. And she's curated it is what she wants to be the curator of it. Mm-hmm. So she's bringing it back home. And it's going to be free and open to the public,
nice.
But people will need a ticket.
Okay.
So we'll tell them how to get tickets
right.
in the future. But that's exciting because we haven't, you know, and it's something I think she said that some of the newer festivals it's an emerging presentation.
Okay.
So we're delighted in Cleveland to have that. But our tagline this year is unseen, unconventional, and unforgettable. So all those three things, that's what we want people to experience. Movies they haven't seen,
mm-hmm.
sort of an unconventional event,
mm-hmm.
and then unforgettable. You know, we want
right.
them to be talking about this all year and looking forward to next year.
Right. So let's talk about that. How many, if you know at this point, how many movies are going to be on display this year? And if you don't have that, there is one in particular that I wanted to ask about because a friend of mine who I used to work with some years ago, Stella, I know she is involved.
Yes.
Yeah, which, you know, I'm kind of excited about. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we're showing that. And right now that's where we're working out the time because we wanted to give the best possible slot for the local films,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the weekend because we expect everybody to come out. So that's where we've already let them know that they're definitely in the festival.
Good.
And it's just a matter of now programming the optimal time because last year we had a film that was made from a local filmmaker
mm-hmm.
and it sold out probably three or four. We had to show it again because it sold out the
wow.
theater. But this year yeah. we have two theaters, so there's always the opportunity to run the movie in both theaters at the same time. But we expect Cleveland to show up and show out
absolutely.
For those, you know, local movies.
Absolutely, because we got to support our own. We got,
yes.
and you know, as a lot of us know, there's so much talent in this city.
Yes.
And you know, and that's why I really appreciate what you guys are doing because you're giving people that outlet to put their work out there so that they can have that chance to shine. I really
yeah.
appreciate that.
Another film in my life, I could just do a quick shout
absolutely,
out, is
yeah.
our closing film
uh-huh.
with directed by Charles Murray, written and directed by Charles
Murray. Who we'll be speaking with later on in the show
yes.
as well.
That movie is absolutely
mm-hmm.
beautiful. It's a beautiful movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope everybody will come out and support that too. And I saw on Facebook, because I try to follow Things Never Said is the name of
yes.
the movie. And I think they just had another sold out showing think it in another city.
Yeah.
So we don't want Cleveland not to show up.
Right. Yeah. Because that movie, I've had a chance to see the trailer as well. And that movie has a very powerful message. So
yes.
I definitely recommend it.
It's got like three or four powerful messages in
yeah.
it because it's very nice because it's about, I really call it a love story.
Mm-hmm.
This is a love story, even though it's got a few twists in it. But both of the people that are in the relationship
mm-hmm.
are poets.
Yeah.
So it's good for the, is it poet community?
Yeah, spoken word community.
Spoken
there
word
you go.
Community. Thank you. See, back in the day, it was just poets.
Right.
But the spoken word community. And then it touches on a little bit of domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in the movie is beautiful. So there's a lot going on with that movie
yeah.
that I think everybody would enjoy. That's why it's the opening and close are very two beautifully moving movies. So if you don't do anything but see the beginning and the end, you know, you'll miss a lot in the middle.
Right.
But you'll still really feel good about seeing those.
Right. So let's talk about now how we can get to the Greater Cleveland Urban Film Festival. How can our listeners get tickets for this event?
The website is the first portal, GCUFF, www.gcuff, just the initials, Greater Cleveland Urban Film Festival.org. There's
mm-hmm.
a site on there for tickets and you can buy passes for access to everything. Passes, there's a movie lover, a film lover pass, and that just gets you to the movies. There's also tickets just for opening and closing movie. Now, for the individual movies, those tickets will be handled at the Shaker Cinema Theater.
Okay.
Which you can buy those online as well as, but most people just stop up and buy them.
Okay.
But the issue with that is if we got a hot movie, you might not get a ticket.
Right.
You know, a pass, of course, we love everybody to buy the passes and have access to everything.
Now, is that the I see that you guys were offering the VIP passes.
Yes.
That's what you're referring to?
Yes, okay. That gets you to open and close all the parties, mm-hmm. the panel discussions, and the filmmaker's breakfast, which doesn't have a ticket to. So if you don't have an all-access pass and you're not a filmmaker, you don't get to go.
Okay. All right. So again, let us know the date, the location of the Greater Cleveland Urban Film Festival when it's all going down.
Oh, the date is April the 18th through the 21st at the Shaker Square Cinema.
Okay. And one more time, the website that our listeners can go to for more information?
Yes, www.gcuff.org.
All right. Alton Tinker and Donna Dabbs, I want to thank you guys so much for the work that you're doing to put on such a beautiful event and to help those in our city have their voices heard. Thank you so much for taking out the time. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Thank you.
All right.